If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
All right. She joins us now. The woman that may save America, Jill Stein. Good morning, Jill. How are you, doctor?
Good morning, Stephanie. Good to be with you. I'm very well, thank you.
Good to be. You know what? I'm in the midst of a very, very emotional love-hate relationship with you right now. And
I'm not. I just love you.
Dr. Stein, so talk to us about, because obviously Donald Trump is, first of all, he's been tweeting his fingers to the bone, but he obviously accused you of trying to just fill your own campaign coffers. You tweeted back, for his information, this is all going into a dedicated and segregated account, so it can only be spent on the recount. You said he may be creating his own facts, as he's known to do sometimes in the past. He himself has said it was rigged unless he won it. You would think he would be sending you a giant holiday gift basket, doctor.
Yeah, you'd think. And, you know, is he worried about something? You know, who knows? But let me be perfectly clear that throughout the campaign, I was often asked if there is concerns about the vote count, you know, because this has happened before, will you step up to the plate and will you file for a recount and demand a recount? And I always said yes. And I always said it doesn't matter who the winner is. If we can't trust the process, then we need to call for a recount and we need to fix what's rotten in our, you know, in our election system. And there's a lot to that, but, you know, we got to start with a vote count that's reliable.
That's what I said. I went on a wild limb in the first hour, Dr. Stein, and I said, you know what? Maybe she cares about the integrity of American democracy.
Well, you know, this has been kind of a commitment of mine for a long time, and the Green Party has actually led these recount efforts before in Ohio in 2004, in fact, where real tampering was uncovered, and in fact, an election official, in fact, went to jail on account of that. So, you know, and this isn't the only, you know, red flag waving. Throughout this election, there was evidence of tampering, allegations of hacking. You know, this was a hack-ridden election,
right,
from the Democratic Party, the DNC database, to voter databases in Illinois and Arizona and 20 other states that allege they had attempts made to hack into their databases and don't know whether they succeeded, and private emails. That added to the fact that we have voting machines that are basically an invitation to tampering and to hacking. So the two are not a comforting combination.
That's right.
And the American people need reassurance. And we just happen to be looking in the three states that have been deemed by the experts, for reasons I can explain, as the most likely for where we would find something. And if we do find evidence of tampering, this will be opened wide up, and we will be looking in many other states as well. But it happened that these three states most met the criteria for where you are likely to find evidence of a problem.
And Dr. Stein, so people understand, this came from data scientists. This wasn't really a partisan thing. It was a lot of statistician data scientists, election lawyers that just said something is off here. Correct?
That's right. And they said, you know, these machines are extremely unreliable is what they said. And in fact, some of the machines used in Wisconsin are illegal to use in California. California did a head-to-toe review of their election system after, you know, questions were raised, and they got rid of these electronic voting machines that are used in Wisconsin, the particular brand. So this particular machine we know is an invitation to tampering. So, you know, this is not what a secure system looks like. Voters have emerged from this election feeling, you know, really disgusted, according to polls. You know, confidence in all sorts of institutions of government is at a low ebb. And this is us voters standing up to say we can do something
right
about this.
And Dr. Stein,
passive,
obviously,
here.
I'm so sorry, but you know, the amount of money you've raised, the Clinton camp obviously joining you guys, shows you that millions and millions of people agree with you. And I think that this is not some crazy conspiracy theory, in that our own intelligence agencies have said that Russia hacked, you know, all the things you were referring to, including electoral systems.
You know, to my mind, it doesn't really matter who has done this, and we could, you know, get very diverted into a debate over who is the, you know, who are the bad actors here. But what we know is that there are many potential bad actors. And what I really want to focus on myself is that we have a system which is wide open and vulnerable to bad actors and also to just plain old human error. And this is really an abuse of voters here for us to not be able to have confidence in our vote, especially after such a brutal and a divisive election. We deserve to have confidence. You don't want to get into an airplane and have to wait until it starts to crash to realize that, oh my goodness, I needed a backup system.
Do you know how many people have said that they weren't sure about this when they first heard it, and then they saw this flurry of tweets from Donald Trump, and they were like, oh, she's on to something. No one reacts like that if they want a fair, you know, counting of the votes.
Fair is fair.
Right?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I don't know what goes on in the mind of Donald Trump. We actually called his campaign and invited them to be part of this process and to also be observers in the same way that the Clinton campaign has stepped up to be observers in this. We've invited Donald Trump to do that. We've invited the Johnson campaign, and that is our lawyers have invited them to be a part of this process and ensure that it has integrity. There's nothing as healing as sunshine and the light of day. That's why we are calling for a human recount, a hand recount of the actual ballot.
So unless you're an orange vampire. Light of day is not good if you're an orange vampire.
Yeah. Dr. Stein, I'm just curious your reaction to Donald Trump tweeting a conspiracy theory from Alex Jones' website that millions of illegals have voted. So you would think he would want an entire audit and recount of this election if that were to be the case, right?
Yes, although I think he's focusing on this question of people going to the polls who are not registered voters for whatever reason. And that allegation has been made many times. It's been investigated many times, and it's always been disproven by the evidence. The real the violations are actually the reverse. The problem is that people are being stripped from the voter rolls and that voter ID is being used to disenfranchise potentially millions of voters here. And it's particularly low-income, seniors, communities of color that are having their constitutional right to vote taken away from them. And I say, yes, let's bring that on. Let's have a debate about that, and let's make sure that we are respecting the constitutional right of every citizen to vote.
Yeah.
That's where the problem is.
Yeah, this should matter to you, whatever side of the partisan divide you're on. Counting the votes correctly, you know, not disenfranchising voters and foreign governments being involved in our system. Doctor, tell us, what is the process now? Because obviously people are really, really interested in what happens now. It's Wisconsin's first, and tell us what's happening.
Great. And let me just add a couple things to that agenda before we leave it. People were also screaming for open debate. You know, this was an election in which people were mostly voting against whoever they disliked the most, and against whoever they were most afraid of, rather than actually voting for what we believe. It turns out there's a voting system. The state of Maine just passed it statewide. It's called ranked choice voting. You get to rank your choices. So if your first choice loses, and your first choice might have been an underdog, your vote is automatically reassigned to your second choice, who might be your safety candidate or perhaps your choice of the lesser evil. That way you don't have to throw your values out the door and just vote your fears. This is a voting system that lets us actually bring our votes, to our votes, our values and our vision for how we move forward. This is no-brainer.
Well, and I also think the Electoral College should go. I mean, I just think one person, one vote. I think it depresses the vote when people think their vote doesn't count. But take us through, because we're running short on time, doctors. What is happening? What's the time frame in terms of Wisconsin, and then what comes next?
Great. And I'll just say Jill2016.com to find out more. We're actually holding a conference mid-February called Democratize Our Elections, which will deal with all of these issues that you and I have just discussed. In Wisconsin, today we will actually be in court to go to the mat for our right for a hand-counted recount. If you just push the buttons on these hacked machines, they're going to give you exactly the same result. So we need a hand count, and that can be done very expeditiously. Today we are also filing in court in Pennsylvania to ensure that the voters have the right to a statewide recount. And now get this. Not only do we have an invisible voting system, which is not subject to human you know, scrutiny and observation. We also have to pay millions of dollars in order, as citizens, to have the right to have our votes confirmed and made secure. And we have to jump through hoops. Let me tell you how many hoops. In Pennsylvania, it's 9,000 hoops. There are 9,000 precincts in Pennsylvania, and this is how you file for a recount. Precinct by precinct, you need three voters to fill out legal paperwork, get it notarized, submit it to the county clerk, and you do that 9,000 times in 9,000 districts. That's how you get to a recount in each of your districts. So talk about a crazy system,
right,
which is extremely unfriendly. There is something wrong here. This is not what democracy looks like. This is why we need a real agenda.
What is the time frame? Because it looks like, obviously, the financial response was fantastic. So what's the time? I mean, does it look like we will get this in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan?
We believe so, and we hope to be beginning the recounts starting in Wisconsin this week.
Okay.
And, you know, again, people who are willing to be part of this, this is a grassroots process. The recount is done by everyday people, human beings. We provide training and support. But if you would like to be a part of this and you are in or near any of these states, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, you can be a part of actually asserting our democracy and making it belong to us.
Okay.
And go, again, to jill2016.com/recount. And you can sign up for the volunteer effort there.
Listen, we have a complicated past, Dr. Stein, but let me just say, if this goes the right way, and I know you're not gay, would you think of marrying me? Is that a possibility?
Well, let me tell you, if we pass ranked choice voting, then you don't have to be afraid of candidates who actually stand up for what you believe. We're all part of the same thing if we move to ranked choice voting. That's how we liberate our votes, and we can actually build coalitions. We don't have to be divided you know, issues of strategy.
Thank you for doing this. This is a great American thing you are doing, not partisan.
Oh,
it's a great
thank you.
And thank you for it, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you for being part of it.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Stein. There we go.
She proposed to me
last
week, Stephanie.
It is like every single relationship I've had. We can turn this around from hate to love.
Yeah. She sounds very stable.
I'll find out. Pillow talk. Was it a guilty conscience? Why'd you do this? I don't care why you did it. I don't care why. It's fantastic. God bless America.